I know that you keep telling me that the point of therapy is to be honest or else I won't get anything from it, but I don't know if I can tell you about this. I'll be honest, I've been hiding it from you, but we've really come a long way with this therapy, and I guess it would be okay to tell you. Fuck it. I'll tell you because I do want to get the most out of therapy, okay? I know we talk a lot about, you know, my issues with men, my ex-husband. Well, there's a big, big cause of that. So I'll start at the beginning. When I first became a mother to my son, oh my God, I was so in love with him. I just didn't even know. I didn't even realize like how much you could love one tiny little human. And, you know, I was dedicated. I was dedicated to being a good mother. It's all I ever wanted to be was a mom. I dreamed about it since I was a girl. But I would say maybe a couple days after I gave birth, you know, he really got into learning how to properly latch and breastfeed. And the first time my boy really latched on, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed to say this. I've never told anyone this, so excuse me because you can see I'm blushing, but I feel like I can tell you anything. So yeah, I got super aroused, like so aroused from breastfeeding that first I would just masturbate while he breastfed. And it felt really naughty. I mean, it did. I would come and he was still feeding from my breast, and it just felt, you know, that post nut clarity would happen. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm a terrible mother. And I would go through this shame spiral. But the next time he would feed, the same thing would happen. I never had a man suck on my nipples like my son did. Oh my God, it was like every suckle was like a throb in my pussy. Like I could feel, it was like almost like he sucked my nipple and I felt it in my clit every time. And then I got out of that weird shame spiral. Because, you know, after a while, I just said, fuck it. I'm not doing anything wrong. This is a private thing. It feels good. So what? Like, I'll just keep doing it. So then I really just kept, I guess, leaning into the whole, like, taboo of it. You know, like, I started, it's really weird and fucked up. And, you know, I have to admit, it feels so good to get this off my chest. I've never been able to tell anyone about this. This has always been my secret for more than a decade. But, you know, I would, he's like a little baby and a little infant, and I would dirty talk my son while he was breastfeeding. And, you know, I'd be really getting into it. Like I got to where it got so bad that I would sit on a dildo like before he started breastfeeding. That way my pussy was already ready and I'd start grinding on that dildo, rubbing my clit while he sucked on my nipple. Oh my God, it was the best sex I'd ever had, and it was with my infant son. I mean, go figure. But I would dirty talk him. I'd And that would turn me on even more. Just knowing that, you know, here my son was sucking my nipple, making me come. He was helping his mother come. And that turned me on so much. Oh my God, I would just call myself an incest whore and just fucking squirt all over the place. And I'm so embarrassed to admit this, but I would get to where I would squirt all over my hand, and then I would pull him off my nipple, and I'd, you know, rub my filthy, incest-loving juices all over my tits and put them right back on my nipple and then come again. And God, I can't believe I'm telling you all this. But whatever. I mean, you've talked me into this and it feels good. I'll say it again. It feels so good to let it all out. But, you know, when he got whatever that age is, when they start teething, you know, when they're just desperately wanting some relief on those gums, I would come multiple times after he breastfed, and then I would give him my dildo, and I'd have him teeth on it. And it was honestly the best teething toy, you know, like it was one of those really soft and malleable dildos, and he loved it. He loved it. He teethed on my dildo that was soaking wet from my cunt. And he'd teeth on it more than his other teething toys. And then I'd come again watching him. I know this is so fucked up, but I just, like at that point, there was nothing wrong. I mean, I felt like the dirtiest incest whore, but I also did not give a fuck. I mean, I knew how fucked up it was, but it just turned me on so much. And I just said, fuck it, because I wasn't hurting my son. No one was being hurt. In fact, I felt like it was bringing us closer. I loved him even more. I feel like he really, really loved me even more. He became more like attached to me. It was really adorable. And yeah, nothing really happened after a while, but, you know, I'll admit, like, after that, after he stopped breastfeeding, which was a total bummer, I was so sad when he stopped breastfeeding, but I never, ever stopped rubbing myself and coming to naughty mommy son stuff. I even looked up taboo porn. And it was always just something I visited when I had my naughty mommy time at nights. And okay, I'll admit, there were some nights I'd go into his bedroom. And, you know, it had been years. I want to say, like, let's say he was in, like, pre-K. And I would go into his bedroom at night in the middle of the night. And I would just stand over his bed and rub my cunt and just stare at him and think about all the naughty things I wanted to do to him. And, you know, thinking about him breastfeeding. But again, I wasn't doing anything bad, right? I mean, I wasn't touching him. No one was in danger. But something very interesting happened, you know. I'd say my son was around 9. I came home early from work. And he must have not heard me because I went back to my bedroom. I was looking for him all over the place. And I found him in my bedroom and he didn't hear me. And he was in my dirty hampers sniffing my panties. And oh my God, it just lit that fire again. I was so turned on by it because here's the thing. I thought, you know what? I probably created that. I've probably turned my son into a mommy lover because he's tasted my pussy as an infant. He used to teethe on my wet dildo. And here he is at 9 craving mommy's pussy. Oh my God, I was so turned on by it. I admittedly, I would like leave my dirty laundry anywhere I could that made sense. You know, like I left it in the hallway. I left it in the bathroom on the floor because I wanted him to smell his mother's pussy. I wanted him to. I was hoping he was jerking off to it as a 9-year-old. God, and I craved to see his little 9-year-old cock. God, I had the filthiest fantasies. I really did. But I didn't really want to act on them. I mean, yeah, I didn't at that point. I didn't want to act on them. I just loved thinking about it. And I loved finding opportunities to tease him, you know, like I definitely wore more skimpy clothes around the house. Like I would wear white shirts without a bra. I would wear short little shorts, or even sometimes I'd come out of my bedroom with just a t-shirt on, and I would notice my little preteen son checking me out. And it made me throb. Oh my God. I wanted my son to look at me. I wanted him to jerk off to me. That turned me on beyond belief. And it's so fucked up. I know that's not normal. And I know as my therapist, you're probably analyzing me like to the full extent. But, you know, I don't really care because, I mean, this is just like who I am. It, you know, loving this side of myself, I guess, is just one of the most natural feelings because I love my son so much more than anyone in this world. I would never do anything to harm him. So fantasizing about him, even when he was a preteen, I'll never stop doing that. But yeah, I got even worse, to be honest. I became obsessed, rather, with him seeing me naked. And I tried with a lot of failure to make that happen. Like, I would keep the door open when I took showers. I'd leave the bedroom door wide open when I would change, but he never caught me, you know, undressing. And I was impatient about it. I wanted him to see me. I wanted him to see the mommy tits that he sucked from when he was an infant. I wanted him to see my pussy and my ass. I wanted him to see everything. So what I did, it's so embarrassing, but this is what happened. So I promised to be honest. I set my phone up, you know, and took a naughty picture for my son. I, you know, just laid on the bed and I spread my legs open, spreading my pussy open, that hole that he came from, and took a picture of that. And I made sure my face was in it. Because what I did after that, this was actually on his 10th birthday. I remember that because in my mind, it was my secret little birthday gift. But I left that picture in his room for him to find. And oh my God. The next day, when he was at school and I went to go check to see if it was in the same place, it wasn't. Oh my God. And I was so fucking turned on thinking about his cute little 10-year-old self in his bed just jerking off to that picture of me. Oh my God. I wanted that to happen. I wished it happened, and I'm sure it did happen. Actually, I know that it did happen, because things got interesting between the two of us. He was definitely staring more. I caught him many, many times, like in regular situations, like when I'd walk through the living room or something, I'd catch him with a little boner in his pajama pants. And I kind of just made the moves. I thought, you know what? I'm going to turn my son into a motherfucker. That's what I wanted. I think that's always what I wanted. I just didn't know it. And, you know, before I knew it, we were touching each other. We were making out. I was jerking him off. He was learning about a woman's body. And, you know, all of that was pretty innocent. You know, there wasn't a lot of, I mean, I guess you can call it molesting, but whatever. He was hard and he loved it, and he had many, many orgasms for mommy. But when he was 11, I finally thought, okay, all this like jerking off and rubbing, it's not enough anymore. I wanted him to taste me. I wanted him to lick the hole that he came from. I wanted him to know that hole intimately. I wanted to squirt in his cute little face. And I taught him how to lick mommy's pussy. Let me tell you, he was a good little pussy licker. He licked mommy's pussy so fucking good at only 11 years old. And, you know, of course, eventually I returned the favor, because I was obsessed with this little child cock. It was so cute, and it was so hard for me all the time. So, of course, I just couldn't wait to get my mouth on it. I couldn't wait to taste my son's cock. I couldn't wait. I definitely couldn't wait to taste that incest sperm. God. And, you know, on his 12th birthday, that's when it all started. You see, because, you know, him licking me, that's not me fucking him. That's him fucking me with his mouth, right? Because I still had some morality at that point. I figured when I started fucking his cock, his underage cock, with my mouth, well, I was raping him, right? I mean, that I'm fucking him with my mouth. That's rape. But on his 12th birthday, I thought it was time to rape my boy. And it was not rape. He wanted it. But I'm just using the word rape because I know that, you know, kids can't consent, blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you, if you were to bring my son in here, he'd be just as turned on and into it as me. But anyways, for his 12th birthday, I decided to give him his first blowjob. And I woke him up. I woke him up with it. That way he couldn't be scared, you know. And, God, it was so hot. I just climbed into his bed all softly and put that hairless cock right into my mouth. And he was asleep for a little bit, and he grew in my mouth. And I'd say when he got all the way hard is when he woke up. And it was so cute. He was so scared. But I did not stop sucking. I kept my mouth attached to his cock. And I was sucking. I was sucking like I was trying to suck his soul out because I was so fucking turned on. Turning my son into a motherfucker. Oh my God. And I even let him come in my mouth. That was his birthday present. When I was done, when he came inside my mouth, I didn't swallow it yet. I gave him a nice view of his mother with his little 12-year-old sperm on my tongue. And I told him happy birthday with a mouthful of cum. Swallowed it. And told him how much I love him. Oh, and I gave him blowjobs all the fucking time. I would even kiss my husband right after I'd suck my son's cock. Because I have failed to tell you that, yeah, I mean, his dad was around that time. His dad was still around. And it turned me on to kiss his dad. Him not knowing that I had just sucked his son's cock and swallowed that incest spunk. God, it was so fucking hot. And then I just needed more. I mean, the blowjobs and the oral. God, he was such a good little oral slut for me. But the more I sucked his cock, the more I wanted to fuck him. Oh, and I could tell he wanted to fuck mommy. We talked about it, you know, because I showed him porn and everything. And by then, he was almost 13, and I wanted him to know about sex. And, you know, I asked him, I said, do you want to have sex with your mother? And he said, yes. He actually begged me, which was my plan. Because, God, I wanted to hear my 12-year-old son beg to fuck me. And let me tell you, by the time he turned 13, his little cock, it grew. And that was what was so hot, too, as I got to intimately know my son's growing, developing cock. And when he hit puberty, it was so thick and big, and that I just knew we had to fuck then. And so I taught him how to fuck mommy, and we fucked every single day. We snuck around behind my husband's back, behind his father's back. Oh, and I taught him how to rail mommy hard, because I like it hard, especially when I'm having incest sex. I'd have my 13-year-old son bend me over, pull my hair, and spank mommy's ass as he was railing that 13-year-old cock inside of me. And I'd have him come inside me every fucking time. God, it was... That was my favorite year of sex with my son because, like I said, he was going through puberty. Oh my God! And you know, this is what caused my husband to leave. He didn't know what was happening, but you know, he was complaining that I felt detached from him. I never wanted to have sex anymore. I didn't want my husband. Why would I want my husband when I had this 13-year-old fuck stud, my own son, that would fuck me for hours? Because let me tell you, 13-year-olds get hard over and over and over again. That boy could stay hard all day, and he could come multiple times a day. And me? There's no bottom to mommy's arousal for my son. So, yeah, once my husband was out of the picture, it was over. We were fucking all day. My son moved into my bedroom, into that king-size bed. Oh, and he turned me into his mommy slut. And he definitely, a 13-year-old boy fucked way better than my husband ever could fuck me. And one day I want to tell my husband that. Maybe I'll make a video for him one day. While his son's railing me, I'll tell him, you never, ever fucks me like your son does. Look at how hard he's railing me. Because my son really gets in there. And his cock is so fucking thick. That 13-year-old cock turns me on like no other. I've never been fucked like I have with my 13-year-old son. I am his and his only. So yeah, that's my story of what happened with my husband and why I don't want to date.